Capricorn sun signs and Capricorn rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for June 2019. And Capricorns, the month of May was pretty major. This death card energy, this energy of exfoliation, of evaluating and feeling into your relationship to change and transformation, to considering where you might send more sweetness in this sloughing off process, and sort of let yourself kind of rub up against the edges of the rock and also be buffed and kind of glossed by this process of transformation. And what you're stepping into in June could not be more lit. It is the Queen of Wands. And I ask you to drop your associations, if you have any, of this card in this moment as something other or something external, and consider a moment where you've been maybe completely alone, maybe in nature, maybe in your own home or in an urban environment, but where you felt naked and alive. Those two words, naked and alive. And naked can be confronting. It can feel like we're being exposed or that we're vulnerable. But just a moment. It could be like literal skinny dipping that you were doing. It could be that you just felt really synced up to the environment walking down a particular street. Whatever it is, that's the energy that's coming through for you in the month of June. It's a reminder of your own inherent majesty and magic and connectivity. In the particular deck that I'm using to draw these cards, the Serpent Fire deck, the image on the card for the Queen of Wands is this desert and sky mashup landscape and this naked being in the center of it, arms out, literally catching the sun through the tips of the fingers and channeling it down. And so there's a sense of grounding, there's a sense of inherent rootedness and a sense of really being able to kind of channel and not manage, because it's not strategic, but harness the energy of the storm. And there's a really deep invitation for you in the month of June to look at where you can harness anything that's coming your way and almost repurpose it. More than any other sign, you are about resources. You are about the knowingness of what's in your pack and the practicality of that, the really luscious practicality of being able to say, I'm competent, I'm self-sufficient, I can reach into my bag, I can extract what's needed in this moment. And the energy of June is really about a reminder of those resources and also just the ability almost to like catch something, catch whatever is energetically accelerated that's coming into your hand right now, and to almost like throw it in a completely different direction. That even if you start out the month kind of rolling down the street in kind of one energy, you can really take some dramatic kind of twists and turns this month in repurposing something. It's almost like you're radically renovating a house, or even more kind of magical than that, that you're taking an element and you're transmuting it this month. And it's an extension of the work that you were doing in the death card, but this is really connected to your own creative force, to your ability to kind of channel and your ability to really stand in the kind of righteous and glossy and ignited state of your own being. The queens are all about embodiment. They're all about remembering that we contain these essences. So connecting to that force, connecting to that ability to really catch lightning this month, and whatever's arriving, whatever's coming at you, know that you can, not that you have to push it away and deflect it, but that you can harness it and you can transmute it into something else and something that you truly desire. So wishing you a really potent month of June, and I will speak with you in July.